好，那我们今天就做个圣城，建圣城的一个最后的结束。
Now today I'd like to conclude the topic of rebuilding the holy city.
圣殿我们建好了。
We've completed the building.
那现在我们要看尼希米的事工。
Now we shall look at Nehemiah's works.
以斯拉记的前半就是他们所罗巴伯他们会来建圣殿。
The first half of the book of Ezra concerns the work of Zerubbabel.
那建完圣殿之后，以斯拉记的后半就是一个奉新的大会。
And after the completion of the temple, the second half of the book concerns the revival.
那尼希米记也是一样。
And it is the same in Nehemiah.
一开始尼希米记就开始他们要回来重建城墙。
The book begins by describing how the Israelites returned to rebuild the city walls.
那我们来看尼希米的事工。
Now let us look at his work.
这个事工要开始，一定有神开始来动工。
In order to begin any project, we need God to work.
那神动工之后，一定有人来响应。
And when God begins to work, we must follow.
那我们来看尼希米，他怎么样来做圣工。
Let's study how Nehemiah completed his work.
我们因为大家都看过好几遍了，所以我们很简单，就是你看着尼希米记，那我们这样从第一章开始来讲。
You must have studied this many times. We'll begin with chapter one.
事情的开始是尼希米他在王宫里面。
In the beginning, we see Nehemiah in the palace.
那有几个人从犹大地他们来，他就问他说：“到底我们家乡故乡怎么样了？”
There are many remnants who came to him and asked, "How is our home?"
其实他身体在王宫，但是他的心是在那个已经破坏了的那个神的家里面。
Even though physically Nehemiah was in the palace, his heart was with the destroyed city.
那来报告这个人呢，叫做哈拉尼。他说：“啊，那个我们的故国是遭到很大的患难啊。”
And the person who came to him, Hanani, said, "Our nation has been destroyed."
在第三节。
In verse three,
他说他们遭大难，受凌辱。
They say that the people are in great trouble and disgrace.
以一般来讲的话，你的反应会怎么样？
How would you react if someone said this to you?
我在德国的时候，常常有人回台湾，然后就回去报告说啊，台湾怎么了，暴力事件多了，什么什么。
And when I live in Germany, and when some of my friends go back to Taiwan, they will return carrying bad news of saying how violent the nation has become.
一般人的反应没有说怎么样，大家都说。那个社会啊，岛国的社会啦，心胸狭窄啦，所以这样子啊，最好我们走啦。
People would say that is such a bad place to stay, that's why we left.
很少人说我们回去吧。
No one would say let's go back.
这是当然，我不是说这是另外一回事了哈。我们是用一般人是这样的想法。
That's how people normally would behave.
好，那我们讲到教会。
But when it comes to the church,
这是不一样的。
It is different.
尼希米他听到，他没有说他们活该啊，他们就是违反神的命令嘛，所以神给他们一个教训，以后他们会好不好？
Nehemiah did not say those people deserve the punishment. God punished them so that they will return.
第四节。
Let's go to verse four.
他听见了。
When he heard these things,
他听见这话就坐下来哭泣悲哀几天。
He said, I sat down and wept for some days.
他这里听见就哭了。
He heard these things and wept.
但是他不是哭在人的面前。
But he did not cry before men.
他哭在神的面前。
But he cried before God.
这很重要。
That's important.
他不是向人倾诉发泄。
He did not merely express his emotions before others.
接下来他就一个很重要的一个祷告。
Then it follows an important prayer.
尼希米算是在信仰上、事工上算一个很成功的人物。
Nehemiah was a success in his work.
他的祷告所代表的是，他有自觉之后，他把自己完全投入在那个时代里面。
And after realizing his role, he placed himself into the responsibility.
但是他个人融入那个群体里面，而不是他自己出于你而不然的那种自我一个人的那种心态，这不一样。Yet
he blended himself into the group instead of standing out.
我们常常看到教会不发达，我们常常自己好像莲花一样。我们那个爱莲说哈，读了太多了，出于你而不然，中空外子，不蔓不枝。你好像把说独立于这个教会之外，哇，最清高，糟糕了。Sometimes
you may feel that the church has a lot of problems and only you are unblemished.
他自己他没有犯什么错啊。
Nehemiah did nothing wrong.
但是他把自己跟这个被破坏的国家认同。
Yet he saw himself as part of this troubled nation.
我们看到他的祷告就知道，他不是指责，而是自己在神面前认罪。
In his prayer, we see that he blamed no one but himself. He repented of his own sins.
所以祷告最后他说：“神啊，我是仆人啊。”
And he concluded his prayer by saying, I am your servant, O Lord.
那这个尼希米记也蛮有趣的，第一章的最后一句他加上一句。
And it's interesting that he added in chapter 1.
英文的啦，中文都是一样，都是另外写的，就是说我是做王酒政的。
He said, I was the cupbearer to the king.
这是他的当时的身份地位。
That was his job.
但是这个不重要啦。
But that was not important.
他不是以王的酒政去要回去建圣城。
He did not return to rebuild the city as the cupbearer.
而是他在十一节里面所讲，他是神的仆人去建圣城。
But rather, as he said in verse 11, he returns as God's servant.
你到教会来服侍，你不是以着工程师，不是以着老板，或是董事长，或是什么名人，而是你是仆人。
You come to church to work for God not as an engineer or CEO, but rather as God's servant.
这是做圣工最基本的一个心态。耶利米从开始就是这样子了。That's
the most fundamental attitude we must have working for God.
如果你是以一个大企业家很有钱的心态来服侍的话，那会出问题。If
you serve God as an entrepreneur, then there will be trouble.
你到教会来一定说，教会欠钱吗？哪里欠钱呢？来找我。You come to church.
Saying loudly, if the church needs money, come to me.
如果你是一个专家的身份，你说有什么神学问题啊，来找我，没问题。Or
perhaps you see yourself as an expert and say, if you have any problems, come to me.
你是以一个专家，以一个酒政，酒政在当时是地位非常高啊，国王的命在你的手里啊，你给他下点药，他就死掉了，明天就没有国王了，换你来当了。Well,
if you see that the cupbearer was a very important position because He is the one that serves the king.
但是我们看到他一出来做神的工事，不是以酒政，是以神的仆人。But
he did God's work not as the cupbearer, but as the servant.
无论你是董事长，无论你是总经理、教授，你到神的面前，在教会里面都是仆人啊。如果这样的话，才能够大家服侍，不会以自己的社会的地位带到教会来，教会就乱了。
Whatever position you hold in society, never take that with you in church. Otherwise, your role will be confused.
所以尼希米一开始就成功了。That's
why he was successful from the beginning.
但是有自觉之后，问题还在前面很多啊。But
after this realization, there's still problems ahead of him.
我们教会有很多很有自觉的青年，我们不是有自觉过吗？
Many of us have come to the same realization.
我们从第一天自觉到现在。
From the first day onward,
明天后天可能还继续自觉。And
we still realize many things in the future.
尼希米泰是老早就有自觉了，不是没有自觉。Nehemiah
had this self-realization very early on.
自觉是好的开始。That's
a good beginning.
但不是全部。But
it is not the whole work.
还要继续走。He
must continue on.
他在国王面前，可能他的工作应该说算是说很尽职的啦。
He must have been a very loyal worker for the king.
忽然他面上带愁容了。
But suddenly he was filled with sorrow.
国王就说你到底怎么了
And the king asked him what happened
可见国王很疼他
the king must have cared for him
国王也很在意一个部下的他的脸色
And the king saw that his servant was filled with sorrow
如果尼希米本来是臭脸的那国王看的也无所谓了
If Nehemiah was normally like that anyway, then the king would not have asked the question.
So his work must be very important. He must be very liked.
He must have carried out his duty and pleased the king.
So he put his own inner thoughts and God's revenge out. He immediately said, "What can I help you with?"
So when Nehemiah told the king what he wanted for the city, then the king said, "What do you ask for?"
那当国王问他的时候，他很重要的，他祷告。
And after the king asked him, Nehemiah prayed to God.
所以尼希米记是一个祷告的一个那个一个书卷。
The book of Nehemiah is a book of prayer.
他听到国家有困难，他祷告。
When he heard of the troubles of his country, he prayed.
他国王在国王面前，他也祷告。
And before the king, he prayed.
好了，那就得到很好的帮助了。
And then God helped him.
国王护送他回国啊。
The king sent escorts with him back to Israel.
我们看第二章第九节。
Let's read chapter 2 verse 9.
国王派了军长和马兵护送，那这是非常光荣的事情啊。
The king gave him an escort with many officials. It was rather glorious.
不但护送他回去，并且第八节还下诏书通知那个王里面的就是森林的那个那些木材都他都可以用
Now even so in verse 8 we see that the king made a decree to allow him the use of all the lumber
哇这是一个对他来讲神同工的一个很大的证据啊
That is the proof that God was working with Nehemiah
如果你在教会里面有这样的一个开好的开始
If you have the same good start in church,
怎么样？
你对
道教来说，大家做啊！
Will you come to church and encourage everyone to work?
你一定先讲说我有多么大的立志，多么大的自觉，然后后来得到神的印那个什么，印记，做。
Or would you say, look at me, I've made this realization and God is working with me, work.
他风风光光回来啊。
He returned home in glory.
但是呢，沉沉默默的住了三天。
Yet he worked quietly for 3 days.
这个一般人做不到的。
No one can do this.
我们看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
他到了耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷住了三天。就是说，默默无闻的就住在那里。他住在那里是什么？看看到底这里需要什么。
He stayed in Jerusalem quietly for 3 days, studying.And what he would need.
到底我该做什么?
What would I need to do?
而不是你已经想好我要做什么，而你们要配合我做什么。
Instead of making plans ahead of time and ask people to follow his plan.
我们在教会常常服事，一开始就碰壁，为什么?
When we serve, we often run into obstacles. Why?
因为你头脑太好了。
Because you're very smart.
真的，有时候教会一个教会里面头脑太好的人在一起哈。就是说自己的私意 太多的人在一起这个教会乱七八糟
If many smart people are trying to work together then everyone is working for themselves
因为每个都是专家
Because each one is an expert
有一个教会为了要盖一个什么就是副堂、哦、那盖了好久盖不起来
There was a church that wanted to build an annex but never completed
因为里面专家太多了里面有那个什么都市设计的博士有什么那个建筑师有什么大家都抱着一大堆的东西来这个讲说这样最好那个讲这样最好开会开了七八次不成
and the work was never completed because there are so many experts in civil engineering or architects they would have 7 or 8 meetings but never did anything
我们做神工不是你的志向你的理念你的自觉的一个完成的实现不是这样的
Working for God is not a realization of your own goals or ambition
这是社会的
That's what happens in society
社会是我有一个理念我要把我的理念付诸实行用我的意志力量可以的 可以建立自己王国，这样王世界王国是这样建立起来的。
In the world, people would say, use your own ambition and use your own abilities to build something for yourself.
那在教会不是这样子啊。
But that is not so in church.
教会是我们愿神的旨意成全，愿神的国完成。我们要建神的国，神的国有神的国老早就定好的一个计划，不是你来把你的计划带来，而是神老早计划在那里，你要照着神的计划去做，是不一样的。
Work together simply to fulfill God's plan, not our own plan.
所以你看他在那边住了三天，闷了三天。如果以我们来讲的话，有报复人会把你闷死啊。
Nehemiah stayed in the city quietly for3 days, even though he had great ambition.
是不是？他不是那种被闷的不讲。好，我们看第二节，看第二节。
Let's read verse 12.
他说：“第四节，我夜间起来，有几个人的一同起来，但神使我心里想要耶路撒冷做的什么事情，我并没有告诉人。神有在他心里感动。
God had moved his heart.”
我们每个人都被神的那个灵感动。
We've been moved by God's spirit before.
我们有时候一感动就赶快讲了。
And once we're moved, we immediately tell everyone.
怕你不讲的话，被怕别人看不起，或是说怕别人不晓得说神感动你。
Or people will look down on you and think that God never moved you.
那久而久之呢，你就会用神的感动，或是你的励志，怎么样把你的地位抬高？哎。
But then after a while, you will use this movement to try to elevate yourself.
因为你讲哇，这个太好了，你就说好棒啊。
Because you was, when you say these good things, others would praise you.
他没有告诉人。
But Nehemiah did not tell anyone.
你看这个故事呢，他开始没告诉人，后来也没告诉人。
He never told anyone in the beginning, and he did told no one in the end.
好，他就你看十三节，夜间他就出去了。
At night he went out.
出了谷门。
He went to.The valley gate.
给你们那个什么那个图有没有忘记啊？没有吧？有没有看一看
？Have you studied the diagram?
你找找谷门在哪里
？Where's the valley gate?
有没有？有了哈。那我请你们哈，就是把它这个巡视的图看一遍，有看的了哈。
Please study the diagram on where he walked.
所以十三节他出了谷门。
He went through the valley gate.
那圣经到第几节他又入了谷门呢
？And until which verse will he re-enter the gate?
这样就绕一圈嘛，是不是？
He circled the city.
绕成一圈很久哎。
That took some time.
又在晚上。
And he walked at night.
并不是说他白天不看，他白天也都这个看那个看，但到最后呢，在晚上，大家都不注意的时候，大家不知道的时候，他全部在看怎么样修，怎么样做。从哪里到哪里，全部再看一遍。这是三天以来的总结。
It was not that Nehemiah did nothing during the day, but he did most of this work at night, studying every detail on how to rebuild the city walls.
这三天看起来没做什么事。
It was as if he did nothing during the 3 days.
他没有大声叫。
Because he did not shout.
他这三天里面他一直在计划。
He planned, continued to plan during these 3 days.
好，那这样绕一圈回去了。
So he circled the city once.
什么都看完了，哪里被烧，哪里应该放什么，在这里面他都看好了。
He saw where the city had been burned and where it needed repair.
十六节。
Verse 16.
在那个时候呢，他往哪里去做什么，长官也不知道。他说，我也没告诉他们呢。
Even the officials did not know where he had gone, and he did not tell them.
尼希米塞是一个很沉得住气的一个人啊。
Nehemiah was rather poised.
他也是真正的神的仆人。
He was a God's true servant.
如果以我们来讲，如果以我的话，可能已经什么喊破嘴，那个声音已经冲破天了，那个喊得呱呱叫了，对不对
？If it were me, my voice would have reached heaven already.
到现在还不讲。
But he said nothing.
但是他这个不讲，不是被闷住的不讲。
But it was not that because he had nothing to say.
有时候你遇到一个那个很有心的一个信徒。
Sometimes you will meet a very zealous believer.
他说：“哎呀，我不讲了啦。”
Who will say, "I don't want to say anymore"?
教会这么都不好，这个也不好，那个不好，我不讲了， church, 讲人家也不听。
The church has so many problems in this and that, but I'd rather not say.
他说不讲，其实讲得好大声啊。
But they've actually said everything.
他用不讲来让他的声音更大。
Using the excuse of not wanting to say anything, they actually said a lot.
是不是？你在讲不讲的时候，是要把它讲得更大声吗？
When you say that, aren't you actually, don't you want to be heard?
好、哦。所以尼希米记从第一章第一节一直到第二章第十六节都是准备工作。
From chapter 1 through chapter 2 verse 16, we see his preparation.
这准备工作很久耶，很长耶，很深入啊。
It took quite some time and it was very involved.
我们 不只是那个，有时候我们在耶利米刚刚听到坏消息的时候心里感动，那时候就已经什么心里好像开水一样开了滚了，不是尼希米。
When Nehemiah heard the bad news about the city, his heart was boiling with sorrow.
开得太快了，
and
烧得太快了，
it boiled very quickly,
一下就没了。
and then it disappeared.
我们看第十七节，二章十七节。
Let's read chapter 2 verse 17.
以后
And then
时机成熟了，
When the time comes,
这个时候他才说，我对他们说，我们所做造的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧。接下来这句很重要。
And what follows is important.
他这个口气不是骂的，而是什么？邀约的。
He did not scold them, but rather he invited the people.
他讲这个呢，这个、悲惨呢，他说你们多看见呐、啊。
He said, "You see the trouble that we're in."
他没有说我看见呐、啊。
He did not say, "I saw all the trouble."
如果说我看见呐、啊，那就说你们都是瞎子啊。
If he had said, "I saw all the trouble," he was basically saying, "You're all blind."
在教会很怕这样子。
That is what we're afraid of in church.
文学上文人常说高处不胜寒，有没有听过？人生好像塞外行，越走越凄凉啊！文学的路也是这样子啊。
In literature, the writers would say that it is often lonely at the top.
是不是春风不度什么玉门关啊？过了那关之后就怎么样？没有风，没有雨啦。啊，人常常是很孤芳自赏的啦。
People often admire themselves the most.
那在如果在圣宫里有一天，我们有讲过，如果你有一天像以利亚发现你只有一个人的话，那你已经糟糕了。
If one day you find yourself alone just like Elijah, then you're in trouble.
不是这样子的。
But that's not so.
天国路是朝圣客，越走越多人啊。
The road to heaven gets more crowded as you walk.
那个心里向往西安大道的那个诗篇大家念过吗？那个是怎么样？越走越多人啊。
The road to Zion has a lot of people.
这天国路要越走越多人。如果你越早感觉怎么我教会越来越少，那你糟糕，你很走错路了。回头是岸。
If you find that the further you walk, the less people you find around you, then you're going the wrong way.
真的是走错路了。
Then you're truly going the wrong way in church.
天国路应该越走越多人。
Because as you walk on the heavenly road, you'll find more and more people with you.
至少要八个了。
Yeah, at least there will be eight people.
至少方舟八个嘛。
Because there were eight in the ark.
我意思说，不会走到最后变成一个人了，绝对不会。如果你敢，你走到你在服侍路上，走到最后你变成一个，那走错路了，赶快回来。
If you're serving God and find yourself ever alone, then return to God.
在那个方舟的时代那么糟糕，至少要八个嘛。
Even in those terrible times during Noah's time, there were eight in the ark.
是不是？所以你看，他说是我们看见了。
He said,
说你们看见。
You have seen these things.
也认同别人。我们常常不太认同别人呢。
He identified himself with the other people, and we hardly do that.
好意见总是我的啦。
All that good ideas are mine.
好，那来吧。来吧，不说你们去做、啊，说我们重建耶路撒冷城、啊。
He said, "Come, let us build the walls of Jerusalem."
你们看见了，我们来做。
You have seen these things. Let us build the walls.
做是这个样子的。
That's the way we work.
然后十八节。
And verse 18.
这个很重要。然后他再把他所从神那边得到的体验，从神得到的印证来告诉他们。
And now he finally told them about the grace he's received from God.
他这个目的是什么？
Why?
要来加强他们的信心。
Only to strengthen their faith.
不是用神跟他同在的名证要来加强自己的那个意见，这不一样的。
Instead of strengthening his own opinion or power.
他不是说先见证说，哇，神怎么怎么跟我同在，所以我现在讲的话是对的，要照这样做。
He did not begin by saying, God has moved me and shown me this and that, therefore you must listen to me.
不一样，对不对？他神跟他同在的这个见证是要来说我们可以一起做。
He uses God's grace as a way to strengthen their faith.
所以是讲在后。
And that's why he said it last.
那所以他大家听见这样的话，叫做什么样？奋勇做这善工啊。
And when everyone heard what he said, they worked hard.
就是第十八节的最后面哈。
In verse 18.
因为这个他们也说，我们起来建造，来建造吧。
The people replied, let us start rebuilding.
所以有回应了。
They responded.
我们有时候常常好意见，意见是好，没问题，但是常常怎么样？两三下就要碰钉子。
Often we have many good ideas, but nothing gets done.
过程不太对。
There's something wrong in the process.
这个尼希米记是给我们圣工人员做圣工的一个很好的那个指南呢。
Nehemiah is a good example for the workers of God.
好，那大家起来开始做了。
So the people got up and worked.
接下来有敌人来了。
Now comes the enemy.
敌人也是假惺惺说，来，我们跟你一起做吧。
They pretended to work with along with them.
建圣殿的时候是这个样子。
That was what they did when they rebuilt the temple.
那建圣城呢，这个城墙呢，这些人听见嗤笑他们。
But when these people heard that the Israelites was rebuilding the city walls, they laughed at them.
就说尼希米不跟他们有什么对话的了。
But Nehemiah did not carry on a long conversation with them.
他们说我们是他的仆人，要起来建造。
He simply said, we're God's servant and we're rebuilding the city.
那你们呢？无份无权无纪念。
But as for you, have no share in Jerusalem and no claim to it.
好了，就开始做了。
So they began their work.
尼希米记里面你们可以把敌人的阻挡把它列出来，看他们怎么阻挡的。
Make a list of how the enemy tried to obstruct their work.
不做圣工没事，一开始就有阻挡。
Nothing will happen if you don't work for God. But once you start working for God, all bad things will happen.
但是这个阻挡不是自己的百姓啊，不是那些百姓。
They were not obstructing God's people.
阻挡是谁呢？
Whom were they obstructing?
就是那个撒玛利亚人，就是那个何伦人参巴拉，这是撒玛利亚人。
We'll see the people. Hindering them were the Samaritans.
还有亚拉伯人。
And the Arabians.
还有亚门人。
And the Ammonites.
这都是外族人啊。
These were foreign people.
我们的敌人不是弟兄姊妹哦。
Our enemy are not our brothers and sisters.
而是什么？跟我们不一样的。
But the people who are different.
如果你的敌人常常在教会里面出现，那就也是有点问题啊。
If your enemy is always within the church, then there's a problem.
他们最先的敌人所遇到的是那些外族人。
Your first enemy
不同信仰的人。
Were the Gentiles, people of different faith.
那他们开始要做了。
So these people began to work.
第三章。
Let's go to chapter 3.
第三章整章是他们在建造的一个过程。
Chapter 3 describes how they rebuild the city wall.
你们有看过一本书叫做《属灵领袖》吧？
Have you read a book called The Spiritual Leader?
这是60年代1960年之后的从美国出来的一种风潮。
That was a trend that started in 1960s.
这就是也是教会成长的这个专题之下的一个产品。
That was a product of the discussions on how the church would grow.
里面讲的要在教会里面当领袖要怎么样？
If you want to be a leader in church, you should do this.
他列了很多了哈。
And it listed many things.
但是里面有一些是不合圣经的。
But some of those were not in accordance with the Bible.
教会成长领袖就是第一个人最重要。在那本书啊。
They would say that in order for a church to grow, the person is the most important.
这是企业家，因为这美国是企业国家，有的地方也把这种企业精神用到教会里面。
And people will use these ideas from the corporations and adapt it to the church.
一个伟大的企业家领导者，他的意志力量要能够贯穿，并且能够驾驭他手下所有的人的那个意志力，
of course,
这样才能成功啊。
Of course, in an enterprise, the CEO must have a strong ambition and strong will in order to lead the company.
如果你是当头的。
If you're the head of the a company,
你的部下每一个都那个意见比你强，你还能够企业还能做得起来，没办法。
And if your subordinates are always riding on top of you, then you will never be successful.
看。企业是这样子，但用到教会你会笑死人。
But if you use the same idea in church, that will not work.
把那个用到教会里面，教会一定乱七八糟，保证乱。
You will find that there will be chaos in church.
但是用在企业会成功。
It works when you're working for a company.
那些企业成功人都有超人的意志力量，但他们的那个理想是不错。他的理想实在是说真的，很多人有像他们的理想，他的理想说起来看起来没什么，是他的贯穿的意志力量够，我们没有。
When we look at the successful businessmen, even though their ideas may not be all that great, but their personal through sheer personal will, they succeeded.
我们看尼希米记第三章。
Let's look back to Nehemiah chapter 3.
他们开始工作了。
They began to work.
你看看谁来带领。
Who was leading them?
有没有人带领啊？
Was there a leader?
谁带头说，哎，做这个做那个，谁有没有人分配工作在这边？
Who led them by saying you do this and you do that?
有没有人分配计划？
Was there
执行回馈那个企业的那个流程哈？在 feedback 然后有没有？没有啊。
Was there anyone who directed the process of planning and feedbacks?
我们不是反对这个。
It's not that we're against the process.
这边让我们看到的是，做有人在做，但做的人呢没有名字了。
But from here we see many workers without names.
尼希米老早在第一章、第二章就计划好了，三天他不是白吃的。
Nehemiah had already made his plans during the 3 days.
他晚上出去巡那么一圈也不是白走的。
He has surveyed the city for 3 nights.
也不是去观光的。
He was not there for on vacation.
是不是？老早计划好了。
He had already planned everything.
分好了。
And distributed the labor.
好了，开始做了。
So now work begins.
每个人守着本分，自己做自己的。
And everyone took on the task.
到最后城墙就起来了。
And they raised the city walls.
你第三章你看就是这样子，很顺的。
That's how that is what is described in chapter 3.
所以
the work was smooth.
为什么以斯拉记在建造圣殿的时候没有什么记载？
Why was it that there was not much records of the rebuilding of the temple in Ezra?
4 years呢？
They worked for 4 years.
它的过程只有一句话。
But there was only one sentence regarding the process.
凡事顺利。
Everything was smooth.
他们怎么做都没有记载。
It did not describe how they built the temple.
建圣殿的过程没有只字片语，没有多余的一句话来描述了。
Not one word was used to describe how they built the temple.
只有很顺利，这样就结束了。
All it said was everything went well.
就是第六章的第十三节，那个你。
It was Ezra chapter 6, verse 13.
这我们谈过了哈。好。那在做建造圣城也是一样，这个城墙也是一样。
Likewise, it was everything went well building the city walls.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
那时大祭司他们就很一个一个起来做。
They all the priests and the people.
他们先立羊门，
They first rebuilt the sheep gate.
分别为圣,
and dedicated it.
然后再从哈米亚罗直到哈兰叶罗，在你们那个图里面都可以找到哈兰叶罗。哈兰叶罗在北边哈。 分别为圣,
and they built and dedicated the two towers that you will see in your diagram.
我们圣工人先立下一个榜样,
the workers set an example.
以下大家都一起做了,
and the people followed.
是这样子的,
that is how we work.
没有一开始说来大家集合先一个事前训练这可能需要但是没有那种作威作福那个作声作势的那种事前的那种威
We did not see any personal will or power.
世界上无论在政治或是什么，常常剪彩有没有？
We often
需要剪彩吗？ 剪彩很贵的，告诉你。
We often see many government officials attending a dedication ceremony.
那政治上就用利用剪彩来制造知名度嘛，是不是？
And use it, through those ceremonies, they make themselves known.
不要剪彩的。
There's no need for that.
教会不用剪彩。
There's no need for that in church.
多余的，多浪费的。
Because that's a waste of money.
这是表面的。
And those things are only superficial.
你看大家一起做了。They
work together.
在做当中，这里我们也常常听到过。
And we also study this often.
他们都是有规矩的。
It worked with order.
每一家每一组。
Every house, every clan.
从祭司、长官，一直到仆人，到泥梯泥、银匠、商人，大家都一起做的。
Starting from the officials, the priests, and the metal workers, they work together.
第三节
Verse 3
一开始都是什么？立门啊。
They began by rebuilding the gates.
把门立起来，然后再做墙。
They rebuilt the gates before they rebuilt the wall.
第六节也是一样。
Verse 6
古门这个 门立起来，横梁立起来，安善，再做。
The Dushana gate was repaired.
第四个，第十三节，古门立起来。
The valley gate was repaired.
第十六节，十四节。
Verse 14.
这粪场门立起来。
The dung gate was repaired.
都是先立门，然后修造。
They first repaired the gate before they rebuilt the walls.
然后在这里，我们也常常听过的，就是对着自己的房屋修造。
And here we see how they repaired the houses.
第十节啊,
Verse 10.
然后第23节,
and 23.
那都是很有秩序的。
They worked with order.
第三章整章看起来没有一个人在那边呼呼喊喊的。
We see no one in chapter 3 screaming.
但是就是这么样顺。
They continue to work.
正在顺的时候，第四章敌人来了。
But then in chapter 4, the enemy came again.
这是敌人第二波。
This is the second wave of attack.
第一波是在第二章，那时候已经来一波了。
The first opposition appeared in chapter 2.
第二波是真正的他们又来了。
But the enemy came again.
第四章第一节。
Let's go to chapter 4, verse 1.
他们在这里，敌人的表现是大发怒、大大恼恨，还要嗤笑。
The enemy became angry and ridiculed them.
然后他们还跟他们第二节对他们弟兄跟军兵说，所以他们还有用武力做后盾的。And
they had a mighty army behind them.
他们用嗤笑的话，用轻视的话。They
mocked the Jews.
说：“哎呀，他们这些人是搬家家酒啊。”And
say these people are not doing real work.
那建的墙，那狐狸跳上去就吃倒了，就倒了。 不要说人了，连那么小的狐狸跳上去就倒了。
The walls would fall if a fox hopped onto it.
这是外在的一个敌人的攻击。These
are the enemies from outside.
但是这些百姓呢，专心做工。But
the people continue to work.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这样我们修造城墙，城墙就都联络高至一半，因为百姓专心做工。 如果你专心做工，你不会听到闲言闲语的。If
you're working with all your heart, you'll hear nothing.
我们有时候做工是不专心的。We
don't always work with all our hearts.
手一边做一边听听看有没有人在称赞。
At your work, you're always hearing whether anyone is praising you.
有称赞的话，再做一点。
If you hear praises, then you work harder.
那怎么那么久没有人再称赞一下子了
？Or how come no one is saying anything about
you? 你耳朵就拉长一点，看看东看西看。
And you try to look around and see if anyone is talking about your work.
那在听的时候也会听到人家批评呢。
You also hear criticism.
人家一批评，人家批评你啊。
But once they do,
那你就手就软了。
Then you work weekly.
就慢了。
And you slow down.
这些百姓呢，专心做工。
But the people work with all their hearts.
所以成马上一下子就高到一半了。
And they immediately reach half of the height.
人家这样骂，人家这样子轻视，不听在耳里啊。因为他晓得他做什么，他们晓得他做这是绝对对的。
Despite the mockery and the criticism, they continue to work, for they knew it was right.
但是专心做不是说他很硬心很个性强不听人的劝告这个那个更不一样啊。
But it's not that they were stubborn and did not listen to advice.
你不要说我专心做工你把教会已经弄得乱七八糟人家劝你你说我专心做工不听了。
When you're not doing what is right in church, when others are trying to give you advice, you cannot say I'm simply working with all my heart. That is the other extreme.
他们这百姓做工是经过长期的计划并且有神的那个印证，那他们也晓得这正是敌人的那个破坏。
The people work with all their hearts because they had already made plans and with God as their witness.
圣工的发展让敌人合作了。
And because of the growth of their work, the enemies united against them.
为了把耶稣钉死十字架。
In order to nail Jesus to the cross,
两个不好的政敌也好起来了。
Even two political enemies became friends.
是不是？希律王跟那个比拉多本来是不讲话的，本来是仇敌啊。为了对付，为了耶稣，他们两个好起来了。
King Herod and Pilate used to be enemies, but because of Jesus, they became friends.
这是魔鬼工作啊。
That is the devil's work.
这是联合次要敌人对付主要敌人了。主要敌人就是神嘛。
They united against their enemies, to go against God.
那接下来这敌人，我们看第九节，第八节。
Go to verse 8.
他们一起起来。
They plotted together.
要外面的不行，现在要使城里面扰乱。
They wanted to stir up trouble within the city.
但是他们用什么来抵挡？用祷告。第九节。
But the people pray to God.
他说我们祷告，那用这个，然后祷告完之后就作为来防备。
And they posted a guard.
但是虽然是这样子，城里面是好像有一点在乱了。
Even so, there were problems in the city.
第四节
，verse ten，
有人在那边抱怨，哎呦，做得半死啊。
Some people began to grumble. We've been working so hard.
这个东西事情那么多啊，人那么少。
There's so much work to do, so little people.
并且呢，力气已经败坏了，已经没力气了。
Our strength are giving out.
所以我们不能建了，算了。
So we cannot rebuild the wall.
那有人就有这样说了，第十节。
And so,
那十一节呢？
Some people are saying this, and now.
那我们敌人说，
the enemy said.
趁他们不知的时候，我们杀进去。
Before they know it or see us, let's go in and kill them.
那第十节有一些比较软弱的人啊。
And there are some people who are weak.
但是在这个时候，尼希米是稳得住的一个人。
But Nehemiah remained firm.
他跟他们说不要怕。
He said, "Do not be afraid."
不怕不是他厉害，而是他说我们要纪念主是大而可畏的。
He said, "Do not be afraid, not for my sake, but rather our Lord is mighty."
靠主祷告。
Let's pray to the Lord.
能够征战，能够防备。
Then we can fight against our enemies.
所以要为我们的弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。
Let us fight for our brothers, our sons and daughters, our wives and homes.
魔鬼是看你吃不下，他就吐出来了。
If the devil cannot afford to swallow you, he will spit you out.
魔鬼可怕，对不对？
The devil is scared, frightening.
他到处寻找可吞吃的人，他不是寻找人就吃，是你如果可以吞吃，他就吃你；他不能吃，他就吃不了你。所以魔鬼是什么？吃软不吃硬的。
The devil walks around and finds people that he can swallow, but that means he cannot swallow everyone.
我们用信心抵挡，魔鬼就跑了。
If we oppose him with our faith, then he will flee.
有时候我们太软了。
Or sometimes we're too soft and weak.
自己站立不住，所以你被魔鬼吃了嘛。
If we couldn't even stand firm on our own, then the devil would devour us.
吃到嘴里你，哎呦，信心一来，哇，就被含在嘴巴里面，出也不行，进也不行。
But before he swallows you, you may turn strong in his mouth.
那不是哀哀叫嘛。
Then he will be in pain.
我们看第十有十五节。
Let's go to verse 15.
敌人听见我们知道他们的心的心意，见神也破坏他们的计谋，就不来了，魔鬼就不来了。
The devil did not come to them.
所以接下来他们就自己，他们就个人做个人的工了。
And they return to their own work.
所以那但是接下来他不是说哎敌人不来他们就放松了。
But they did not relax simply because the enemy retreated.
他们还是拿兵器的。
They still carry weapons.
他们还是努力的，还是合作的。
And they work diligently.
所以第十九节
Verse 19,
他说这工程好大。
This was a great extensive work.
没有一时的得胜而松懈。
They did not relax simply for, with a victory.
常常在灵恩会之后回去，有时候信徒会出问题，因为在那里大家什么信仰信心太好了，祷告太多了，回去两三天都不祷告的。
People pray so much and so hard during spiritual convocations, but then for some reason when they return home, they stop praying for two or three days.
圣公人讲，因为是如果你天天祷告三个小时，回去可能你去回家第一个说，哦，自我安慰一下，我、哦、去那边太累了，先休息一下。
You、
一睡，隔天早上起来忘记祷告。你在这里是天天早上祷告一个小时的，回去怎么样？一睡，隔天起来什么？五分钟也没祷告啊。
You may be praying for an hour each morning and 3 hours each day, but now if you return home from the seminar, you may be so tired you fall asleep and forgot to pray.
你在这里天天读圣经的，你想回去说休息一天吧？你没有这样想了、啊，但是就很自然说 relax 一下吧。
You're studying the Bible every day, but when you go home, you may not consciously decide to, but you may decide to relax and take a break.
他们没有啊。
But the people did not relax.
还是互相帮助。
They helped one another.
他用脚声当作记号，说如果、哦、敌人来了，在这边我们就去帮助你，在这边你们就帮助我。
They used、the trumpets to warn each other.
但是他们在努力建造的时候
But when they work hard,
第五章是他们内部的一些问题啊。
Chapter 5, we see internal problems.
第六章，敌人又来了。
In chapter 6, the enemies came again.
敌人是一波一波的更厉害的。
Opposition came in one wave after another.
你看第二章的敌人跟第四章的敌人跟第六章的敌人是同样敌人，但是他们的手段是越来越细，越来越细腻。
These were the same people who came in chapters 2, chapter 4, and chapter 6, but they used they were even fiercer each time they came.
第六章不再用那种谩骂的或是嗤笑的。
In chapter 6,
不用那种了。
These people simply did not simply mock them.
不讲不笑你了，也不骂你了。
They did not do that anymore.
现在用什么？
What did they do?
用诬告的。
Now they are accusing them.
用捏造的。
They accuse them with false witnesses.
哎，说哎，你们在做这个、哦、是要哈、哦、是要反叛哦。
They said the Jews are rebelling against the king.
用另外一种的，用更厉害的心战。
They're using greater tactics.
我们看第八节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 8.
尼西米就说我派人去跟他们说了，你所说的是啊，一概没有，是你心里捏造的，不理他。
He simply said.Nothing like that is happening. You're just making it up out of your head.
我们的话，我们可能写了好几百页的那个什么自辩书哈，来辩一下，说你这点不对，那点不对，我这里也没有，那点没有。
If we were us, we would probably write pages after pages defending ourselves.
他说你所讲一概没有。
But he simply said, "This is not happening."
你捏造的。
You made it up.
不理你。
So he ignored them.
那最后是说神啊求你坚固我的手。
He finally only said to God, strengthen my hands.
他从一开始他就一直在祷告了。
From the beginning, he prayed.
他被捏造，他也说：“神啊，不要让我手酸啊。”
Even though he was falsely accused, he prayed to God to strengthen his hands.
我们做圣工的时候，常常要不是开始酸，就是中间酸，有时候是后来酸啊。
When we work for God, one time or another, we'll be feel weak.
有时候做了很久了，后来手一酸了啊，不做了。我做了十几年的护证，你看，不但有人啊，我生病也没人来看，然后呢？人家又骂了这个样子，说我可能是做负责人不尽责，所以才生这个病啊。
After being, say, for a board member for many years, you may say to yourself, I work so hard, yet no one visits me when I'm sick. They even say that I deserve it because I don't work hard enough for God.
你就手软了嘛。
Then your hands become weak.
要随时求神啊，不要让我手软。
But rather pray to God often, ask Him to strengthen your hands.
这些敌人很厉害了。
The enemy is very smart.
捏造不成，现在呢，假造，捏造神的话。
Now they're making up God's word.
他们说，哎，人家要杀你哦。
They say, people are coming to kill you.
来，赶快跑到圣殿里面来吧。
Run into the temple.
如果你的话，你说，哎，我是哦。
Would you believe them?
十二节。
In verse 12.
我看明神并没有差遣他。
I realized that God had not sent him.
嘿。这些人是他的同伴呢，也是那个祭司族啊。
These companions were the priests.
他说神根本没有差遣他讲这种话。
They said God had not sent him.
所以在当时，你看当时在建殿的时候，有一些祭司被贿买了。
During the rebuilding of temple, some priests were bribed.
这个最可怕的，敌人最厉害的一招。
That's the most frightening thing the enemy can do.
让你内部自己的同工变质。
They'll corrupt your fellow workers.
第十三节。
3 verse 13.
好，因为是被敌人贿买，所以怎么样？就叫我惧怕，依从他犯罪。好，然后呢，他们好传扬恶言，公诽谤我，这个最厉害了。
This is the greatest tactic.
这时候他说神啊纪念他们所行的这些事啊
But he asked God to remember what they've done
所以这个城墙造起来不容易啊
It was not easy building the city wall
不只是硬体的
Not only in the hardware aspect
硬体的困难一开始就解决了对不对
They were able to solve those problems
在国王那里就解决了
Before the king that problem was solved
国王全力支持啊你什么都有啊
The king supported him in all supplies
最难的就是这一波一波的这个敌人的攻击。
But the most difficult troubles were the opposition.
到最后是最核心的这些祭司族啊，的假借神的话要来攻击。
Even the priests and the people attacked them using God's word.
那这些都克服了。
But he overcame all those.
所以在建造圣那个城墙的时候，克服的不是外在的，克服的是。那些敌人内在的这个写的描写的最长。
The passages you took the most words to describe the troubles within.
所以到了十五节说，五十二天修好了。
In verse 15, we see the wall is finally completed.
所以十六节就有两个反应。
In 16, there are two reactions.
敌人是惧怕，愁眉不展。现在惧怕还回去的，还给他们了。
Now the enemies were afraid.
那工作完成，这不是尼希米厉害啊，不是我们大家勤劳，而是什么？出于我们的神啊。
Because they realized the work is completed not because of Nehemiah or the people, but rather the help of their God.
好，有新的殿做好了。
And now the physical city has been rebuilt.
接下来就是他们宣读神的律法书。
And now they're reading the law of God.
宣读神律法书完之后。
After they proclaim God's law.
他又开始献殿了，然后清洁圣殿。
He dedicated and sanctified the temple.
但是这也告诉我们，有时候阶段一段一段的。
And we see one stage at a time.
不是这样子就好了。
That was not the end of the work.
后来他又回去了。
He returned.
回去那个王宫里面。
He returned to the palace.
隔不久他又回来。
But after some time he returned.
他看情况完全又改变了。
He saw that everything changed.
所以才有尼希米记十三章的。这个尼希米的重新再复兴。
Likewise, we see his final reforms in chapter 13.
复兴的开始，一开始就是第三节的最后一句啊，中文的哈，要 要把一切闲杂人结交。
He said he excluded Israelites from all people of foreign descent.
到最后教会的要完成，闲杂人最可怕。
When the church is about to reach perfect complete,
当然我们
we must not mix with the outsiders.
我们不要自己也当闲杂人。
We must not become Gentiles ourselves.
我们看到闲杂人，总想说。早早看，我们都会想说，早早看教会谁是闲杂人。你没有想说，哎呦，可能是我是闲杂人哦。
You're trying to look within the church to see who is of the world, but maybe it is yourself.
在出以色列出埃及的时候，闲杂人害了他们很惨。
During the Exodus, the foreigners hurt the Israelites.
出埃及的时候，这些闲杂人一起走，也是高兴、欢喜、快乐的。
These people walk with the Israelites in joy.
他们过了红海之后，闲杂人跟他们一起在唱歌跳舞的。
They crossed the Red Sea with the Israelites.
但是当没有吃的时候，困难的时候。
But when there is no food.
他们先抱怨。
They were the first to grumble.
圣经说他们只是一抱怨，那以色列人就大哭了。
And the Bible says once the people grumbled, the Israelites wept.
在民数记，在他们出埃及里面最热闹的可能就是这一幕，在民数记第十一章。
In Numbers, this is the most boisterous scene.
闲杂人起贪心，就抱怨，那以色列人就开始哭了。
These people began to grumble, and the Israelites wept.
到第十节啊。
Let's read chapter 11.
民数记十章。你看当时会幕为中心，对不对
？The tent of meeting was in the middle.
一两百万的百姓在旁边。
And the 2 million.
所以说他们各在各家门口哭了，哇，那这百万人大哭声合唱吧。
In each of the houses they began to wail. That must have been an impressive sight.
如果你听到百人或是一千人合唱，那就够震你的心了。那么多的不是小孩子啊，大人大家一起哭，哭到什么？所以说哭到这个神也生气了，摩西也什么也不讨也不喜欢了，所以摩西才说死吧。这时候最热闹哦。
Even you will be moved even if you hear a hundred or a thousand man chorus. But imagine a million people wailing at the same time. Even God became angry and Moses was troubled.
真是有够热闹，大家哭。
That is quite noisy.
神生气，第十节啊。
The people wailed. The God became angry.
这边说，真神的怒气变大发作。
The Lord became exceedingly angry.
那摩西也不高兴，也不喜悦。
And Moses was troubled.
摩西就跟神说了，让我死了，现在就死。
He even asked God to allow him to die.
摩西向谁说，立刻让我死。
Who did Moses say to?
第十五节，他说立刻将我杀了。
Verse 15, Moses says,
他意思说我不干了，算了，这个不好玩。
Moses says, put me to death right now, I'd rather not do this anymore.
但小心啊。
But be careful.
他没有跟人讲。
He did not say it to others.
这个事件你跟那个生命记第一章比较，你就可以找出答案。
If you look at Deuteronomy chapter 1, you'll find the answer.
生命记第一章同样的事件。
The same similar thing happened in Deuteronomy chapter 1.
你们回去比较一下。他跟百姓没有提到说我不好玩，我不做了，没有。
He never said to the people, this is not fun, I don't want to work anymore.
他跟百姓讲的是另外一回事。
He said something different to the people.
所以，不要想说啊，他们求死了，那我也辞了。辞先向神辞，不是向人辞。我们常常一气起来就说不干了，放着就走了。是对人啊，不是对神。如果神在那里，你敢啊？
If you want to play to God, never dare slam something on the table and just walk away from people. Would you dare to do that to God?
如果你在教会服事很累了，很讨厌了，你有时候供不做了，如果神在那里，你敢放下去吗？
If you're serving in the church, would you dare slam on the table and say I quit before God?
我们拍错对象，拍错了。
Because we're talking to the wrong people.
我们常常搞错方向。
We do not speak to God.
所以摩西在那个时候，那一次就是闲杂人害的，闲杂人害的。
That was because of these foreign people.
现在人要除，然后就洁净圣殿。
He must remove these foreign people from the land and cleanse the temple.
那第十五节之后就是安息日。
And in verse 15, they observe the Sabbath.
这我们都听过很多次了。那最后就是信仰要纯正。
And finally, he corrected their faith.
信仰纯正就是他们要杜绝跟外邦人结婚。
They stopped marrying the Gentiles.
这也是很重要的问题啊。
That is a very important
issue. 跟外邦人结婚，这里不是血统的问题，而是什么？
It's not a problem
是信仰的问题。
Of race, but a problem of faith.
因为他们跟外邦人结婚，信仰就没了。
Because they lose their faith in God when they marry the Gentiles.
他们不会讲赞美神的话。
They will no longer praise God.
他们是一半是雅斯图话，不会说犹大话。
Some of them don't know the Jewish language.
以我们属灵来讲的话，这不成了。
And that is not the way that we should do.
我们为什么说不能跟外邦人结婚？
Why do we say we should not marry non-members?
哎呦，时间到，一下。我们说夫妻是一体呀。
We say that the husband and wife are one.
一体是灵魂体的一体呀。
They are one in body and soul and in spirit.
这是要完全一致的。
The husband and wife must be one.
主内的。哇，灵修好，你们个性一样，有时候不能在一起的话，有时候也会出问题。
Even if you're
全部了
，Even if the husband and wife are very spiritual, they may be one in spirit and soul. But if they don't live together, that is not right.
你跟外邦人结婚绝对不会一百分，顶多66.6。
But if you marry a non-member, you'll never become one totally. At most, it is 66%.
顶多了。
At most.
那、啊、这不合乎圣经，圣经是两个人要成为一体，没有办法合一体的，绝对没有办法。
But if you marry a non-believer, then you cannot be one as a whole.
你很欣赏他。
You may admire the person.
年轻人最看 figure， 对不对？一百分，选美。
You could look at their appearance and give 100% in the physical appearance.
你的四项百分之百一样。
Or perhaps you have the same goals. You have the same soul.
以世界上来讲的话，这就最圆满的婚姻了，对不对
？Then that is the perfect marriage in the world.
但是你的灵呢
？But what about your spirit?
不同灵啊。
You have a different spirit.
他不是信主的，这个33.333就不会得到。
If your husband or wife does not have the same faith, then you will not have the same spirit. That's one third.
配合的。
Because God would arrange your marriage.For the husband and wife to become one.
你跟外邦人结婚绝对不会得到的。
And that will never happen when you marry a non-believer.
所以结婚之后，有人说啊，我跟外邦人结婚也幸福啊。
Some would say I have a happy marriage when I married a non-member.
他是幸福在属世层次的幸福。
They may be happy in the world's standard.
他们有快乐哦。
They have joy.
最终有快乐嘛。
But there is joy in sin.Because they will lack in spirit.
体会变了,
the body will change.